Let's go to Dallas in Alberta, Canada. You thought I was going to the city of Dallas, but we're going to the person in Dallas who's in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, Texas, I've missed you.
Yeah, that's right. From you. But no, this is not Texas. See, this is Canada. That's it.
But Alberta is known as the Texas of the North.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. I've been reminded of that very much. Some of my good friends are from Alberta.
Listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Dallas, your question for Father.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Good. I just wanted to talk to you in regards to being angry with God. Now, I know, you know, how to explain it is, there's not a day that goes by that I don't thank God for my health, for my family's health, for food on the table, roof over our head. Never do I miss a day. But I find myself angry. You know, I lost a loved one that was very close. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to swallow. Mm-hmm. And I find myself thinking that person was taken away far too young, far too soon. And you know, when you talk to other people, they say, you know, that God had a better plan. And it's hard to swallow that. What better plan would there be than for that person to be with their loved ones and living their life? How do you deal with that? No, I don't want to be angry with God, but I just, you know, I find myself in that
absolutely
position.
You know, and you're not alone in that. There's many, many people who share your pain. One of those people, we even have a whole book in the Bible dedicated to Job. You know, God took his whole family away and, you know, didn't stop there. You know, anger, first and foremost, is a feeling. It's a passion before anything else. And, you know, the biggest risk would be to not allow that anger to boil over into despair. You know, you might feel angry, you might throw your hands up, and you might want to yell at God. And, you know, I think sometimes, really, God invites us to do that. But as long as at the end of it, you know, we remember that he's still God, you know, we might throw our hands up and say, God, I don't understand. You know, I hear and I get this notion that, you know, you have a plan and this person is part of that plan and, you know, they've been taken from me, but I don't understand how that is. But, you know, at the end of that, we have to conclude that prayer with, you know, your will be done. You know, we have to ask him for the peace of soul to maybe not understand fully his will. We can't possibly know the entire mind of God, but for him to give us that peace that we see that it's still his, and you know, it's still part of his love. You know, you said, you know, how could it be that it's better for this person to not be here? Well, you know, if they're in heaven, of course, what could be better than to be, you know, with their reward, enjoying the beatific vision? You know, it's painful that we suffer that loss, but that's why for Christians, we don't really fear death. In a lot of ways, you know, look at the martyrs, we welcome it when we die well, precisely because it's the end of this fight. It's the end of this journey. It's the end of the race. And we have now to enjoy those things that God has stored up for those who love him. And so, you know, I would say, you know, it's okay in your prayers to express your uncertainty and your anger with God, as long as it doesn't boil over into despair. And, you know, ask him, make sure you're going to him with these things. You're talking to him about these things ultimately. And then also, you know, do yourself the favor of making sure that you're still praying for that person too. That you're not just getting lost in your emotion. You know, that you're still offering your prayers and your sacrifices, you know, out of love for this person who's now gone from this world. I hope that helps a little
my
bit.
Time. Not at all, but the fact that I guess, you know, I pray every day that individual is with him and not anywhere else. You know, I hope that it just isn't the end, that the lights go out and there's no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely not. And, you know, ultimately grief, it's one of those things, you know, there's really no words that are ever going to make it just go away. You know, grief is something that we have to fight through and we have to battle with. But I can only recommend that you make sure that in your grief and in your uncertainty that you know, you talk to God about it.
So I asked to pick me instead, but that didn't happen because I'm talking to you right now. But
you know, it's not an easy thing, you know, to lose a loved one at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
Dallas, please feel free to call back anytime.
I'll be praying for you as well. Please do
know
that.
I'm sure there are many listeners praying for you as well.